You are all fair, O Mary.
You are fair, O Mary.
And the original stain is not in you.
And the original stain is not in you.
You are the glory of Jerusalem.
You are the joy of Israel.
You are the honor of our people.
You are the advocate of sinners.
O Mary.
O Mary.
Virgin most prudent.
Mother most merciful.
Pray for us.
Intercede for us with our Lord Jesus Christ.
In your conception, O Virgin, you were immaculate.
Pray for us to the Father, whose Son you have born.
Let us pray. God, by the immaculate conception of the Virgin, you prepared a worthy dwelling for your Son. We beseech you that as in view of the death of that Son you preserved her from all stain of sin, so you would enable us being made poor by her intercession to come to you. We ask this through the same Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Now we come to the fruit of that re-evangelization after the Protestant Reformation by so many Jesuits, Capuchins, and Franciscans of all kinds. This is St. Joseph of Cupertino, the flying saint of the conventual Franciscans, a simple man, profound, for he was simple and had no education, speaking in the simple language of ordinary people, the mysteries of the Immaculate Conception and how important it is to know Our Lady as a person. Refuge of sinners, Mother of God, have pity on me. Why can she be refuge of sinners? Because she is immaculate. If she were a sinner, she'd be worthless to us, just as we are worthless to ourselves as sinners. She is the dispensatrix of the graces of paradise. All the riches of the human race come from her. Hands for God created her for him. All the riches of the human race come from her hands, for God created her for this. God willed to be born of the woman, the virgin without sin. Nor did he violate the virginal cloisters. Just as a spring is unchanged when a person without bathing himself sees his own image in the water, so the virginal cloister of Mary remained intact when the Lord entered. So too, when one stands before a mirror, he sees within it his own image, but turning away his image is no longer in the mirror, and the mirror remains integral. Thus the sacred cloister of Mary, ever virgin, remained inviolate. The great miracle, our Lord came forth without opening the womb. He also went through doors without opening them. A great miracle, a fact, but a mystery. God our Lord was so full of the milk of his divine love that he could not remain in that condition. It seems he felt a certain pain and hence created the Blessed Virgin in whom he infused all graces. He made her so as to be able to bestow the milk of divine grace on men as he wishes. God could do this, and he did so, and he did do this, namely, that the Blessed Virgin be conceived without sin. If a Lord wished to make a lovely garden, in his mind he would plan various things to place in that garden, which he would then order made. But one particular he would reserve in his heart without telling others. When the garden was finished, he would order this to be revealed, for example, a fountain. Thus God our Lord planned the garden, that is, the world, and accomplished in common view all that he had planned, reserving to himself, however, one holy idea. This he wished to reveal and decree in its own proper time, to make present in the world a virgin without stain of sin, who would give birth to his Son, I say the Son of God. St. Joseph is talking about how God made paradise for us, the garden of pleasures. If a prelate, let us say the Pope, should issue an excommunication or launch an interdict against a city or its citizens for some crime committed in it, he has the power to exempt whomsoever he wishes, for example, Peter and John. He can do so without even mentioning this exemption, but merely reserving it in the recesses of his mind. So too the high God, who is superior of the entire world, could fulminate the curse of original sin on all the descendants of Adam, and could exempt by his omnipotence whomsoever he wished. Accordingly, he exempted from this law of the curse her whom he had destined to be the mother of God. Hail, Holy Queen, rose without thorn, lily of love, mother of the Lord, gain me this grace, that I may not die a sinner. We praise and invoke you, O Immaculate Conception, Mary, Mother of God, Perpetual Virgin, Holy Queen assumed into heaven.
We greet you, daughter of the Eternal Father, Mother of the Redeemer, Spouse of the Holy Spirit, Temple of the Most Holy Trinity. We hail you, Immaculate Lady, eternally predestined by God to be the Mother of Mercy, the Mediatrix of all graces. In your freedom from all stain of sin, and in your fullness of grace, we contemplate the perfect image and first flowering of the Church as she is to be perfected in the world to come. Therefore, Immaculate Mother of the Church, we now confidently turn to you and ask you to obtain from your holy and beloved Son the favors we request in this novena.
We mention your requests in silence. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession, was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, we fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To you do we come, before you we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer us. Amen. O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to you.
O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to you.
O Mary, conceived without sin,
pray for us who have recourse to you.